Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I am your host for the show. Today, we are live from the MetLife building in Manhattan. The address is 200 Park Avenue, and we're going to enter the building on the Park Avenue side because we're going through to Grand Central Terminal, and today we're supposed to be en route to Bryant Park to see Romeo and Juliet, which is a program that they have scheduled at 6:30 this evening, and we're scheduled to attend the program in order to see the afternoon presentation at Bryant Park, and it's the classic Romeo and Juliet. So today what we wanted to discuss, our topic, is wishing our co-creator, Mark Hellgreen, a happy belated birthday. We decided to do the show after his birthday, which was July 28, 2015. So I went over from New York to the cottage in New Jersey, down at Asbury Park, the beach there. But actually, they actually live in Neptune, New Jersey. And we're so proud of our co-creator for turning 19 years old. I was able to spend the day with Markel at their cottage in New Jersey. We were able to open gifts and talk about the future of ethereal parenting. So he got a monetary gift. He was able to get some shirts. And we gave him jewelry, of course, for the presentation of ethereal jewels, the Ray Lamb. And so I was able to get two bags. And hello and welcome to Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. We have some technical difficulties. My name is Tammy Joyner. We're live now inside of the Grand Central Station Terminal, and we're here today en route to Bryant Park for the presentation of Romeo and Juliet tonight, starting at 6:30. And the top of our show today was wishing our co-creator, Markel Green, a happy 19th birthday. We celebrated his birthday on July 28th of 2015 in New Jersey. And a part of our celebration was to talk about the future of ethereal parenting. So we decided to gain copyright for Trendsetters at Recovery High School. That's the book that we had available through Blurb and also Amazon. After several, I'd say maybe a year or so, on the market, it was our sample, it was our chapbook, it was our first publication of a literary work and not just pictures of jewelry and also pictures of our accomplishments, you know, limited caption. But we also have, like, you know, extended version, which is actually a book that is a literary book, meaning fiction, nonfiction, and, you know, just a short story. So we decided to go ahead and apply for the copyright. So we was able to do that starting our month off, the last month of summer, on August 1st, 2015. So we applied online for our copyright for Trendsetters at Recovery High, and we also and so we have an application pending, and it takes time to process at the Library of Congress, which is a very busy place. And so we're going to take the time to you know, wait for our copyright because we want to follow the steps on the checklist of doing a publication. Once you actually do self-publishing, once you actually create a book, you also have to copyright your book. We learned that when we were actually going through the process of creating our own book. So after we'd done that, we had a chance to talk to Tate Publishing, and Tate decided to approve our book for publication with their company. So we also decided this month, August 1st, to mail our application to Tate, which is a contract, actually, to start our contract for publishing. So we had to pay some fees, so we did that. We sent some money, and we signed some papers, and we sent them the book. We sent them a whole book. We didn't send them a PDF. We actually sent them one of the bigger copies, like a large square, just like we learned when we were children in our golden rooms, a small square booklet, but we sent them a large software hard copy book. And so we got approval some time ago, but we wanted to do a real-world experience, just like we promised on past shows. So we decided to wait till Markel was an adult. He's 19 now. He's not 21. He don't have full rights, but he had partial rights as an 18-year-old and now a 19-year-old. He graduated in June of 2015. So with that, we needed a real-world experience along with his working experience. So with that, not only did we publish our new book at Blurb, which was A Theory of Jewels 3, at Landmark, we also decided to co-create and co-author Trendsetters at Recovery High School. And so on the application for the copyright, he's actually a author. You know, you have to put his name down if he contributed anything to the literary work and if he contributed any artwork. So anything like that has to be a part of the copywriting process. And we couldn't lie or exclude him, so we included him in that particular documentation. So we're having wonderful times doing that and finishing our checklist, even though it took a couple of years to get everything established, approval from a publishing company, and then to get the copyrights for the book, and also to get, you know, to become of age to actually, you know, co-author, or you can co-author early, I believe, but to come of age and actually do a real-world experience, just like the other characters, Frey Sensen and Vicey Vale, and the other characters in the book, Trendsetters at Recovery High, which is also available at Amazon.com and also Blurb.com. So that was the great news. We would like to go forth with Trendsetters at Recovery High School to have a publication with Tate Publishing Company. We have a partial summer quote that we wanted to tell you about. We're having a great summer. We're enjoying ourselves. We're working. We're still exploring, like Dora Dora, the Spanish explorer. And we wanted to give you a quote that we found in by John Lubbock, and that's spelled L-U-B-B-O-C-K, and the first name J-O-H-N. And a partial portion of his quote, and it's the first line in the quote, is rest is not idleness. So it's important to me to realize that God decided to have rest on the seventh day as he was creating the world. But idleness sometimes leads to sin. But some people wanted us to know that we have to slow down and to relax and to, you know, rest. But that doesn't mean to go into a sinful meditation or a sinful aura or a sinful thought, but it means to rest. And it doesn't mean that you're idle and you're nothing and you're vain. It actually means that you have to take time like God prescribed as a prescription, God's medication, which is portion, is rest. So we will be taking some days, you know, as we approach the summer end, to rest, recuperate, and to then rekindle, as they say here, someone would like to point that out. And then we'll rekindle and go ahead and start a new project. We have a new book coming up, and we'll tell you about that later. But we wanted you to enjoy your summer. It's the last 30 days. Get as much fun as you can in. You know, get those kisses in on your girlfriend. Ask them to marry you if you believe that it's a potential fiancé or a marriage potential, a wifey. I'm looking for a spouse. Our next episode and our next season of the show, as we go into our fourth year, it's going to be about branding. We're going to do some of that online. We're going to get our own web page. We still have music to work on. That's in the future of the show. But we're going to start branding. We're going to start, Markel is working. He has 30-60-90. He needs to be looking for a better job as the summer closes. You know, a diploma is supposed to come available as he finishes the summer school session. And, you know, as we approach, you know, getting our publication and going on to our real-world experiences, you know, we just want to close each chapter safely, take some rest, relax, do some, you know, do some things that we enjoy, like, you know, watching the waves, you know, at the pier, or, you know, reading a good book and, you know, not driving so hard, you know, trying to find a daily show. We have our quotas, which is one per week, but we can, you know, commit to more than that, especially as we take in events and anniversaries and different specials. We definitely can let you know about that. So we wanted to let you know that rest is definitely not idleness, and because we choose to take some time away from the show to build other products, to develop our lives, and to, you know, create that business plan, ultimately, a theory of parenting, we do, at the lecture service, we do have to go back and take time to reiterate what we've said that we're going to do. And so that takes time and commitment and money. Sometimes we say, we're going to make this product, we're going to have that product, we're going to sell this book, we're going to publish that book, we're going to commit to 12 books a year, we're going to do this, that, and the other. And so, you know, sometimes we have to go back and say, you haven't done that. And so then we have to take that time and go back and commit and do what we said, or if our show is, like, you know, not the truth. So we want to tell the truth on the show, so sometimes we take days off in order to build a new show. So that's our time for, this particular show. We're wrapping our summer 2015 with more literary publications and fun, and we encourage parents and teens to do the same together and apart. And when you get back, have something great to contribute to your family, to your contributions, to your family products, and to your business if you guys are moving on with us, just like we said, to open your own business. We hope that you're also coming with ideas for your upcoming product so that you'll never grow old and family will never go out of style. Until next time.